It's Tuesday night and time to talk Shadron State football with the head coach. It's the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows.
We are still in communication with a few schools, trying to see if there's an opportunity there to be able to make it work out where their open week's the same as our open week. There's also, you know, still an option for the spring. There's going to be some RMAC teams that are playing in the spring. Now it's really focusing on putting in that game plan, ironing out the few wrinkles that we have. And, you know, we've been practicing for a long time, so you got to also add some things in there that are fun to do, maybe some trick plays, those type of things.
Here's your host, the voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins.
CSC head football coach Jay Long joining me in the studio on our Tuesday radio show and podcast. And coach, good to have you in. A real satisfying win on Saturday, 45-7 over the Western Oregon Wolves. Great way to go out with the home schedule and for all those terrific seniors you've got on your club.
Agreed. It was really a fun day, and we're really happy with how the guys went out and executed the game plan. And also, you know, we really, I thought, found ways to provide momentum and spark for our team. And it was really a fun day. Really happy with how the guys executed and how our seniors were able to finish out their career on Elliott Field.
It was a really interesting game in that two very different halves of football. Early in the first two quarters being 7-0 at halftime, a defensive type of game. And, you know, how was that first half different from an RMAC game? Were you guys kind of feeling each other out as teams who'd never played before? And we saw a little bit of that unfolding early on.
Early it was a good defensive battle and a special teams battle. I thought our punter, Gunner, did a really good job of flipping the fields and giving long fields for them to have to march down. And then we had a momentum swing in that second half, and our guys took advantage of it and kept adding on to that momentum with things. So I would just think more than anything that it was a good football game in that first half. You know, two teams, you know, trying to figure out, you know, things that would work. When you look at Western Oregon, you know, they brought in three different quarterbacks. One quarterback was more of a drop back, another one had some running, and then the third one was a triple option. So really all three quarterbacks ran three different types of offenses. So, you know, I thought our defense did a great job in that first half of going out there and executing. And then, you know, when the offense was struggling, I thought our special teams game, you know, kept flipping the field with our punting. So that was what I thought was really good in the first half.
I think it's just amazing how the defense was able to do all those adjustments when you see so many different formations and so many different things from the opposing side. It seems to me that, you know, Dixie State played two or three quarterbacks once against us. We've had Western State, I think, do something like that against us too. And were there a lot of adjustments on the fly you guys were down there making? Or how did you kind of go about that when you thought, oh great, here's another guy coming in and we have to make some changes, or a brand new formation? We saw some 8-man Western Nebraska formations out there, the old double wing.
Yeah, you know, I think that more than anything, it's just, you know, our guys are really, really believe in our defensive philosophy right now. It's a scheme that we put in last fall. We were able to practice it last year during our COVID year. And, you know, last year we talked about, you know, every game being an opportunity to go get ourselves better and learn from. And, you know, we seen a version of option when we played Kearney last year, and you know, they took advantage of us. And, you know, our guys in the offseason learned how we do our option reads, and we were able to, you know, stop the triple option. I think they had one decent play out of it. The rest were all, I think we actually got a turnover from one of them too. I think that was a big part of it. And then also, you know, our guys know their jobs really well in our defense, and we simplified up the scheme where our guys can just go play ball and be athletes, and they know what their responsibilities are. So I think that was all three factors that, you know, helped us be able to stop those different looks.
Yeah, that's a great point you make about the Kearney game last year and the experience in the COVID year that only 10 teams got. You guys got to play that option and it helped you out a year later here against Western Oregon. Jay Long is with us in the studio for his Tuesday night show. The third quarter and the second half, great for your offense and the Eagle defense. Coach, let's start with the offensive side of the football. First two TDs of the game go to Alante Hare, one of those in the first half. The second one, a 47-yard bomb. And your brand new receiver this year's been wanting this type of breakout game all season and has battled through a little adversity, missing a few games, and finally got to that point of success on the field. And that was great.
Yeah, really excited about him. He's just just had a upward trend as the season went on. And you know, when you look at players, there's all different types, and some go downward trends, some get better, and some stay the same. And Alante and his brother JJ have really went on that upward trend, and they've took advantage of every opportunity. And we talk all the time how sometimes opportunities present themselves in different ways, and how are you going to react? And Alante has really shown that he can really not only just be a player for us, but have a huge success for us with things. So it was really exciting to see him on the day be able to do that. Dalton put the ball right on him, both of them in stride, and he was able to go out and go be him and go be an athlete. So really excited to get him in the offseason, getting stronger, getting continue getting faster, and see what he can do in the future.
Dalton Holst with the two touchdown passes to Alante, tying John McClain for the all-time career record, 94 touchdown throws. Coach, and both of those guys very, very well.
Just really proud of them. I mean, that's about the best we can put it. We're just really proud of them. Dalton, when we start off this year, we talked about, at the end of this thing, his name's going to be all up and down the record books. And he's a guy that is, in his career, seen three different coordinators. He is rotated early in his career. We've went with some different packages and stuff like that. And all the time, he's just ultimate teammate. And ultimately just wants to win football games. And, he is definitely going to be a guy that we're going to miss. We hopefully can get him that record this upcoming week.
Yeah, let's get him that record this week. I know he'll be excited to set that. And back to the Hare Twins, Javonte on defense. Mm-hmm. You mentioned him for a moment. JJ, a big interception, back-to-back. Nice games for him. You talk about opportunities, and he has gotten one to be right there in the mix at that starting DB spot, and he's starting to flourish.
Gosh, that play was huge. I was complaining to the refs about a holding call that I thought happened, and I'm right on the sideline, and I probably wasn't standing in the right spot where I should have been standing. And all of a sudden, just a blur came out of nowhere, and he picked that ball and made a huge spark play. I think that when you're talking about momentum, that was one of the big momentum swings in our game that we were able to do, and we created some points off of that. And then I might be a little bit messed up on my routine, but then that kickoff came in next. And it just was a big, big spark play that allowed us to be able to build upon.
Yeah, the flash you mentioned of Javonte running in front of you. Sam and I thought that the quarterback was just throwing the ball away on the sideline, yes. And all of a sudden, zing, here he comes right in there, picks off that ball. What an incredible turnover that he forced there. And you mentioned the sequence, Coach, in the third quarter, the 47-yard touchdown to Alante, okay. Then the sky kick, that kickoff fumble recovery, you get a field goal, then Javonte has an interception, and the very next play, Jaden Cox, a 19-yard touchdown run, and in a flash it's 24-0. You talk about momentum, it doesn't come in any faster than that.
It was really a great momentum swing for us, and really allowed us to keep pushing those guys. And when you look at that trip that team had to make, they flew in, I think, from there into Denver into Rapid. There was multiple different planes. They stayed in Rapid, they drove up that morning Rapid, and I think that took a toll on them. And then when we were able to go through that sequence, that swing, that really, really, I thought, changed the momentum of the game. And it was really fun. There was a bunch of different players that made huge plays during that. On that kickoff recovery, Gunner put a huge kick right up into the wind. It hung there. And Cole Condon came down. And it was a fight to the very end to get that. Cole got ended up getting that kickoff recovery. We ended up going out there, and we kicked a field goal. Gunner had a really nice kick there into the wind. And then the interception, and then Jaden also. We need to talk about him. Jaden had a really big day. I think he was right around the 8 yards per carry, he had over 100 yards rushing. He's also been a real spark for our team, and a real guy that really benefited from the COVID year to get those valuable reps, because right now what we're finding is Dorian and Brock Ping, both freshmen, they're getting those reps right now, and it gives them that opportunities just to continue to get better each and every rep. But Jaden is really taking advantage of it and really excited about how his season's been progressing.
Yeah, Jaden kind of the veteran of that group now with Elijah Miles injured, and hopefully we'll have him healthy again going into the offseason, spring ball and forward. forward for Elijah. He's such a talented back. But, man, Jaden is a redshirt freshman or COVID freshman year, whatever he's going to be called. There is some good young talent, and he feels like he's ready to step into that role and kind of show the guys a year right behind him how to do it in the CSC backfield.
And he has stepped into that role. I don't know what his yards per carry is on the total season, but he has provided a huge spark. He's a great runner. When we started off the year, we were like, hey, on third and one, fourth and one, let's go get our bigger backs in. Just showing that he can run those hard yards and get those tough yards. And he's been running real well all year, and just really proud of him.
Jay Long with us on our Tuesday night podcast and Jay Long radio show. Let's talk about a local guy on the defense, Coach Brendan Bramer. He's been fun to watch this year and follow during his career. Finally, really healthy and getting to play out a full season. And it's been a fun one for him. He laid a hit that was one of the hardest I've ever seen. One of the biggest hushes and woes over the crowd I've ever heard at Don Beebe Stadium. What about you? That was an incredible hit.
Dave, after the targeting rules came in, before that, those hits were the ones everybody erupted, everybody's all fired up. Now it's just like, all right, we gotta look for a flag,
right?
And he had a huge hit and it fired up the team, and nothing, you know, fires up a crowd better than a big hit, especially when it's a legal hit, and,
right?
So he has been having a great year, and it's really good to see, because he's an Eagle. He's worked his butt off ever since he came here. He's been fighting injuries, and it's just great for it to see him go out and compete and have the year that I know he wants to have.
Yes, he says he's coming back next year as well, and that's going to be awesome to have him in that secondary and represent Western Nebraska for your team. Coach, Hammer Award time, the nominees and the winners. Special teams always a factor in Saturday, the sky kick and more. Who were the nominees? Who got the hammer this week?
We had four nominees. Ollie has just been really terrific on special teams. He had a big hit on a punt. And then also Gunner, I think he averaged 41.9 or 42 yards per punt plus the field goal, and then the sky kick also. And then Cole Condon and Travis Wilson were the last two that kind of the team was going with. And Cole Condon, fought for that kickoff return, but Travis blocked a punt. And when you block a punt, that changes games. And I think when you look at those spark plays, that was a play that definitely provided a spark to change the game, and Travis won the hammer. And a couple other spark plays I'd like to just mention. I know we're talking ST, but
yeah,
Noah Kirchel took the pitch on I think that was a triple option play or some type of option play, but he took the pitch on it, which was really cool. Big play. And then also Cale Julius being able to jump on a fumble in the end zone and be able to score a touchdown. That was also really cool too. So also two seniors that were playing their last game on the field, so that was pretty neat to be for those guys that provide those big spark plays.
Big skill touchdown, right?
Yes, big skill.
Little skill gets a lot of scores. Nice to see those big skill guys get touchdown. Cale Julius on top of that pigskin in the end zone. That was great. Coach, on a more serious note here with Juan Estrada Sanchez, obviously a very scary moment in the game. He got injured late on the field for a good 10-15 minutes and was taken off by the ambulance. What can you tell us about Juan? I've had fans asking me this week about updates for our starting right tackle and hope that he's going to be okay.
Yeah, he's moving around. He's a little stiff. We'll know more towards the end of the week where we're at with him, but he was out of practice yesterday, and he scared the heck out of me too. I mean, he's a guy that I coach him. I've developed a great relationship with him over the years he's been here, and it was a scary moment. I was really glad to see how everything's going right now, and we'll know more towards the end of the week on whether or not he'll get to play. But we are talking about that, so that is exciting.
Yeah.
To see with it, and he's a little stiff right now.
Well, can you tell us a little more about what happened? There's some stuff that happens down on the line and head jams and things like that, and it's really hard for fans and for us to pick up what happened. Do you really know what happened? Was it mostly precautionary down there? Anytime you're talking neck spine, they're always very careful, very deliberate, and it looks often more scary than it really is, thankfully.
I think that people that like to watch the lines, Juan has been having a terrific year. Justin Calderon has been having a terrific year. I think that also Michael DeCamillis and Austin Rapp have had just an outstanding year, and I think that Jake Norris has really been progressing into a really solid offensive lineman, and he's one of those kids that just really worked himself into position. And Juan was having a very dominant game on Saturday. And he put a guy on the and took a guy against his will and moved him from point A to point B, and it just got kind of hit funky. And okay. It was scary, but he's, like I said, I'm really glad to see how you know, how he's progressing right now with things. So hopefully on Saturday we're talking, you know, a little bit on how, if he practiced or tried things out, or if we decided to wait, you know, if we decided to be done for the season, you know, with things. So
yeah, overall really good news about Juan Estrada Sanchez, that he's going to be ultimately okay and might even play on Saturday. Coach, a couple guys that didn't play on Saturday on your defense, looks like maybe they'll be back this week. What other health injury news do you have? It sure would be great to get some of the depth back as the season is worn along and you head into your final game.
You know, our D-line wise, we are hopeful on Hunter O'Connor. We're talking about practicing him here, so he'll be day-to-day. He did not practice yesterday, but I think he'll be practicing towards the end of the week. And then good news was Xavier Harrell. He did practice, so that gives us a little bit more depth at linebacker. So right now, you know, we just got a few banged up injuries. You know, we are at that point. We have week 10 and are going into week 11 of our season. You know, it's good news to have X back, and also hopefully get Hunter back, because both our D-line and our linebacking core, you know, are a little shorthanded.
Coach, we'll end as we usually do with a look at the next opponent coming up. It's your season finale. It's a great rivalry matchup at Black Hills State. We didn't get to play these guys last year, so I think both teams are really going to be juiced for this one on Saturday. And they've been kind of a hard team to pinpoint this year with some of their games struggling coming in right down to the final one. But, you know, it doesn't really matter records or any of that when CSC and Black Hills plays, right? It's always a rugged matchup.
Just, Dave, I just got really a few things to say on this one. I am excited to go play this game. I'm excited to go to Spearfish. Our team's excited about it, and you know, we want those opportunities to play, and this is another opportunity for our guys to go out there and become a better football team, and another opportunity for our seniors to end out on a right note. So we're really, really excited to go up there and play them, and really look forward to, we travel a good crowd to this game. I think the weather right now looks like it's going to be nice, so it should be a real fun game to go play at.
Can't wait, Coach, to see you and the guys and the fans take over Lyle-Harris Stadium, and talk to you on Saturday and get some more details on the matchup against BH. Coach Long on our Tuesday night show and podcast. Jay, thanks so much. As always, we appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave, and go Eagles.
Tune in every Tuesday night during the season for the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Listen on demand by downloading archived shows on the CSC Sports page at panhandlepost.com.
Jay Long Show is presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Whether you're looking to replace one broken window, upgrade your entire home or business with a beautiful new look, or replace a cracked vehicle windshield, you'll find your perfect glass solution at Shadron Glass and Windows. Save money this winter on energy costs and upgrade to more energy-efficient windows and doors. Stop in and see Judd at 139 Main Street, or give Shadron Glass and Windows a call at 432-3268. That's 432-3268.